It's a beautiful day to be single. But then again, most days when you're single are beautiful. I can't begin to tell you how good it is to be single, but I'm going to try. So I'm going to give you at least 50, maybe 100, maybe 1,000 good reasons why it's better to be single. Today, I'm going to give you the full rundown about why there is nothing to fear, why this is something to be embraced, and why your life will not be complete until you are successfully single. So, let's get into it. This is Life 2.0. I got up this morning when the sun came up. There was no alarm clock. There was no person standing at the end of the bed, tapping her foot, waiting for me to do something, perform some act. No, I just leisurely got up when I woke up, took a shower, fed the dogs, had some breakfast, came out here and hit the trails. Life could not be better. The weather is perfect. It's like a 70 degrees. There's no humidity. The sun is out. And my life is stress-free. And the reason why my life is so stress-free is because I'm single. I don't worry about money. When I was married, I worried about money all the time. Now, I don't worry about money at all. I have extra money. Do you know how nice that is to have extra money? Like you paid all your bills and there's still money left over to do stuff. You can buy yourself something. You can save it. You can invest it. You can get all into day trading if you want. So much better to be single when you're not sharing your money with somebody who has no interest in saving money or has only interest in buying stuff to validate herself socially on Instagram. Yeah, being in charge of your own money and all the things that go with it is absolutely worthwhile. I mentioned to it in the other video recently that I just bought a new vehicle, and the whole process of making a major purchase without having to consult with another person, especially someone who is not aligned with you, you know, so much better to be single. I think the reason why we get into these bad marriages, these bad relationships, is because we're looking for someone to complete us and make us better. You're not going to find that with a woman. You're just not. Find that with a dog. Dogs are so much better than women on so many different levels. I bought a house 4 years ago. No consultations, no conversations, no debates. No, should we do this one? Should we do that one? One of the things I really just hated about my ex-wife, she could never make a damn decision. You know, I hate that. Just hate that. Not having to deal with that is just one of the most enlightening and wonderful feelings in the world, where you do not have to get into some kind of a push and pull about every single thing that needs to happen. She was afraid to pull the trigger on anything. It's like, God, just let's just do this. Let's just do it. Please, let's not, you know, turn this into some kind of a epic, you know, novel or something. Let's just do it. But she would just want to stop and think and scratch your head and shop and look in other places. I remember at different times in the past, the housing market would be really, really hot. And if you found a good house that met your criteria and was in the neighborhood, your school district, and all those things that you wanted, you'd better buy it. Because if you didn't, somebody else was going to get it like soon, like within the hour. So you had better make the decision right then. Yeah, she would drag her feet, you know, and we would miss out on some houses that she definitely wanted. And so then we finally do get a house. She just complained about it the whole time. Oh my God. We lived there for 20 years and she never let me have any peace about it. It was always, you know, this was not my first choice. This house isn't exactly what I wanted. Doesn't have a front porch. She was always complaining about what it wasn't and never what it was. So irritating. If you want to have an adolescent in your life for the rest of your life, then you should definitely get married, especially young. You will be taking care of a child from that point forward. And she is going to require you to make her happy. God damn it, you're going to have to make her happy. Good luck with that. I don't have to make anybody happy anymore. I'm no longer in the happiness business. The only person I make happy is me. I'm really easy to please. Huge reason to be single. My house is my house. Has my stuff in it. There's some dishes in the sink right now. I don't worry about that. I'll get to it. You know, they're not gonna be a problem for long. But if I had left dishes in the sink when I was married, there was always gonna be a debate about it. And then there's the dishwasher. Who's gonna run the dishwasher? Who's gonna empty the dishwasher? I'm gonna do it. You know, now it's really easy. I'm gonna take care of all of it. And no one will nag me about it. It'll just get done when it gets done. Such a relief. Not being nagged, gotta be one of the best things about being single. Not being told that you're not good enough, or being implied that you're not good enough for any reason at all. Definitely worthwhile. Recently, somebody asked me how long it's been since I was single. It was a woman, of course. And I said, going on 7 years now. And she looked at me like I had some kind of a, you know, a diagnosis, you know, like I only had a few months to live, you know. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm much happier being single. She said, you don't miss having a woman in your life? Like, no, absolutely not. In fact, if anything, being married for 20 plus years taught me why I don't want to have a woman in my life. I mean, why would I want to go back down that path? Every once in a while, my mom, God bless her, she's got dementia, she's got Alzheimer's disease, and it's pretty advanced. Somehow, though, through that demented little brain of hers, she still asks me, when are you going to get married? It's like, no, Mom, you don't understand. I am not getting married. Like, that's the whole point. Like, I've already done that, you know? Like, I don't want to do that again. You know, it's like having, you know, it's like having surgery, you know? It's like, yeah, I did it, it's fine, but I don't want to do that again. You know, that wasn't something that I enjoyed. It's not something I'm going to sign up for. You know, I'm not looking for the opportunity. The only bad thing about being single is that you've got to watch yourself all the time around women, because, you know, we have this biological thing going on, and you have to prevent yourself from getting sucked into another relationship, because it's super easy to happen. It's super easy. I haven't dated anyone, like, seriously, for a couple years, but I do occasionally go out with people, and I try to keep them in the friend zone. I friend zone the women. That's the key thing. You got to remember to friend zone them. You friend zone the women, and then you can have your whatever you want with them. But if they think for a moment that this is a romantic relationship, then you get into trouble. Not having a romantic relationship in your life saves you so much time, stress. So, like, when you're going out with a friend, you don't pay for their food, you don't pay for their movie, you don't pay for their whatever. They got to bring their own money, right? That's the same way it is with women. When you're going out with a friend, you friend zone them, so much better, so much better. They bring their own money. You know, you can have fun with them. It's not costing you twice as much, and they don't expect you to pay. That's the best thing ever. And then you can still have sex with them later. I didn't say that. No, I did not say that. All right, I'm going to go through my list here real quick. Excuse me if I'm reading, because there's over 50 things here. So we talked a little bit about money. You get to keep all your money. Money is one of the biggest benefits of being single, is you're no longer concerned about having enough money for whatever it is that you want to do. You know exactly where your money is going. You don't find out at the end of the month on the credit card bill. You go, holy shit, what did we just buy? What, are we investing in something with our credit card? I mean, what's going on here? You know, yeah, so you don't have to worry about that. Your retirement plan is actually a plan, you know. It's not just a wish or a thought. You can actually invest money in the future. You can save money for a time when you may not be able to work. You can prepare for the future. This is something that, for some reason, women don't seem to get. I don't understand why they don't have the same understanding about the way time works and how aging happens and how life comes to an end at some point. It just doesn't seem to fit with them. And as a man, it seems like we're pre-programmed to do that, and women are pre-programmed for the opposite. So thank God I don't have a woman in my life, because it has been a struggle. Major purchases. I talked about the truck, talked about the house. Cannot even begin to tell you what a wonderful thing it is to buy your own vehicle, to buy your own house, and to not have to consult with another human being, especially someone who has completely different values than you, you know? And the irony is that when I was buying my old houses, when she was there, like, she wasn't paying for it. Like, but she had an opinion. She wasn't paying for it, and she had an opinion. Like, what? How, in what world does that even happen? Like, why do you think you get an opinion when you're not paying? You know what I mean? Just because you let me touch you in special places and you touch me in special places, that earns you the right to be involved in a $500,000 or a $1 million purchase? I don't think so. No, 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 no. That is absolutely off the table. You are not making any, you have no opinion. You have no opinion. You may be allowed to live there or not, but you will not have an opinion. If I'm making a decision, unless you see some red flag that I'm overlooking, I do not want to hear from you on this. This is my money, my decision. You're not worried about keeping up with the Joneses. Oh, the neighbor's got a brand new BMW 5 Series. I don't care. I don't want to know about it. I would not want that car, and good luck to them, because that car's probably going to cost them a fortune to maintain. But yeah, every time the neighbors would do something, we had to be engaged in it. We had to respond to it. If there was a party that we had to go to in order to be socially connected, she wanted to go. I do not like social connection. I like it like this. You know what I mean? I don't want to necessarily go and be someplace with some people I don't want to be with. Taking financial risks, you know, things that are going to pay off for you in the long run. This is an option that you have when you have control of your money. But if you have no money to take risks with, well, then obviously that's clearly off the table. If all your money's at Target or at Amazon Prime or wherever, yeah, then you don't have any money to invest. You don't have any money to take risks with, to invest. So yeah, it's a huge, huge opportunity for you. Now, probably one of the biggest reasons that you should remain single is the court system. Obviously, you're subjecting yourself to a form of probate that it was obviously designed and influenced by women, where somehow men have to pay the brunt of this and they lose custody of their children. You know, I came across a stat recently. I was going to do a video on Father's Day, and I thought, it's just too heart-wrenching to do. But 1 in 10 men who are divorced are alienated from their parents, from their kids. 1 in 10. 1 in 10 men who is divorced is alienated from his kids. Guess who's doing the alienation? Yeah, just guess. Yeah, his ex-wife. Think about that. Just think about that. I mean, what kind of child support, what kind of child cruelty is that? Child abuse is that? Somehow we get in our head that these women are all wonderful, and they have these wonderful, you know, ideas about, you know, love and life and how we all need to be, you know. Yeah, you get into a fight with one, you see how that goes. Yeah, she's coming after you, and she's not pulling any punches. She's going to hit you where it hurts and hit you hard where it hurts. And she is not caring what collateral damage there is. Her kids are collateral damage, that's fine. That's fine. If they're going to be psychologically screwed up, they're more likely to end up in jail, they're less likely to graduate from school, they're less likely, or they're more likely to become teen pregnancies and stuff like that, more likely to end up in juvenile detention hall. She doesn't care. She absolutely does not care. She just wants to make sure you're suffering. Yeah, when you're single, that's not even an option. You know what I mean? That is off the table. I know a lot of you guys are saying, but John, I want to have children. I just don't want to have all those risks. Well, you know something? You don't have to get married to have children. My first child came out of wedlock. He lives with me his entire life. He's 35 now. He doesn't live with me anymore. But yeah, you know, sex works in and out of marriage. You can do it either way. You can have children and not be married. It's very, very possible. You just need to find the right situation, you know, where it works out for you. When you own your own home without a woman, think of all the things that you have control over. You have control over the decor. You have control over the thermostat. You have control over how many throw pillows are on the bed. You have control over everything. You know, what kind of yard you're going to have, what's going to be planted out there, how much energy needs to go into the yard. You know, I pay someone to mow my yard. It's the best. It is the best. I don't pick up the dog shit in the yard. The dog shit in the yard. I don't go out there and run around barefoot. So I don't worry about picking up dog shit. Oh, she would have had me pick. She did have me picking up dog shit at the old house all the time. Oh, we can't leave that out there. Like, the hell we can't. When I was growing up, dog shit everywhere. They weren't even on leashes, for Christ's sake. They was out running around shitting all over everybody's yard. So the fact that people want me to pick up dog shit, when that first happened, I was like, when did this become a thing? You know, like, dogs have been shitting all over the place since the beginning of time. Why are we running around with plastic bags picking them up now? Now, I understand, and I am not against it, and I do pick up dog shit now. But in my own yard, really, do I need to pick up the dog shit in my own yard? I don't think so. Not having to share a bed with a woman is actually quite a nice thing. I know that when we first sleep with a woman, we think, oh, isn't that lovely? We can cuddle. After a while, that gets kind of old. especially if you're really, really close to her. Like, you've got one arm that doesn't work out in this equation. It's either going under her head, under her pillow, under you. You know, it doesn't take long for that arm, the circulation to get cut off. Next thing you know, you're just numb in one arm. It's not a comfortable thing. It's not comfortable to be the man in this whole cuddling situation. Cuddling for a few minutes, fine. I can let my arm go cold and fall asleep for a few minutes, but I don't want to do this all night. There's no way. They're going to amputate it in the morning. It's going to be cold and blue, you know? I do not want that. I don't want to have to fight over covers or space. I don't want to have someone kicking me in the middle of the night. And God forbid, you know, I know women don't think they fart, but they actually do, especially at night. And there's this smell. I don't know. It's just, you know, I don't want to have to hold my farts. And I don't want you to have to hold yours, but maybe we should sleep in different rooms. You know what I mean? Sleeping together in the same room. Like, there's just some time when I just want to be alone, you know? And when I'm sleeping, I like being alone. I really do. And sharing a bed with a woman. Who came up with this idea? Why are we doing this? I think it probably started off as a sharing to save space kind of thing, you know? But now that we have bigger houses, we don't need to save space. Give her her own fucking room. Yeah. Yeah, and then if you're sharing a room with her, it's really like you're sharing a room with her, like you're sharing her room. It's not like it's your room. No, it's her room. All her shit is everywhere. You know, she's taking up all the room in the closet. The bathroom is covered with her whatever, the gear she needs to make herself look like a human being. This is disgusting. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to be in that environment. I don't want all that sprays. I don't want all that those chemicals in the air. You know, it's amazing that women outlive men. They put so much crap on their faces. They stick so many chemicals on their hair. You know, yeah, I don't know why we share rooms. Not having to share a room or a bed with a woman is worth the whole price of divorce all by itself. That alone will make your life so much better. You'll sleep better. Everything in your world is organized. Your drawers are all your own. They're organized the way you want them. Everything has a place, and it's right where you know it is. You know, it's just so much peace in your life when you're not sharing space with a woman. You get to eat whatever you want, whenever you want, wherever you want. That's three things in a row, right there, right there. So if you like eating on the couch in front of the TV, you eat in front of the couch, watching TV. If you prefer eating at your desk, eat at your desk. If you want to eat in your bedroom, you eat in your bedroom. If you like having cereal for breakfast or cereal for dinner, have cereal for dinner. You know, there's no one there telling you that you should not be doing these things. You're a full-grown adult. You don't need to have a mother telling you what you can and cannot do in your own home that you paid for with your own money. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wonder how it is as men we get into these places where we have permitted these women to run our lives. Think about it for a second, you guys. I mean, really, just think about it. So we're bigger, we're stronger, we're more oftentimes more financially pulled together. We probably are going to be the one that has a job throughout the entire marriage. They're going to take time off for any number of reasons, starting with having babies, but then career changes and all these other things that come up in their lives. They have health problems out the yin-yang, you know? Why are we in the business of taking care of these people, you know? And why are we giving them authority in our lives? Really, really, think about it. I mean, if you want to have a relationship with a woman, find a woman who has her own house and has her own job and her own money. You know, you don't need to have her in your house. You don't need to have this special kind of relationship. That special relationship only occurs in your head. It's not real. Okay, you're not going to get that. It's very, very unlikely you're going to have this really special long-term relationship. Now, you might have it for a year or two. Yeah, it may be great for a couple of years. I think we made it like almost 3 years and it was really lovely. After that, it all went to shit, you know, and it was shit for another 17 years. So, yeah, you don't want to have that. You don't need a woman in your life. No one's picking out clothes for you. That's a big one. I love that. You get to watch whatever shows you want, whenever you want. If you want to save a movie and watch it at 2 a.m., you watch it at 2 a.m. If you want to watch it in bed at 2 a.m., you watch it in bed at 2 a.m. If you snore, you'll never know, okay? That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I don't know if I snore or not. I don't care. There's no one sleeping there, you know? I don't care. It's not my problem. Vacation autonomy. This is a huge one. We would always get into arguments about which vacation we were going to take and whether we had the money to afford it or whatever. If I want to go on vacation, I go on vacation. And if I don't, I don't. I'm perfectly fine spending my vacations walking around out here in the stream, you know? My days are easy and fun. I don't need a vacation for my life. My life is a vacation. So yeah, I can save the money. Women oftentimes want to go to places where they can take pictures of themselves and share them on Instagram. I don't want to go to those places and I don't want to share anything on Instagram. So yeah, taking a picture in front of the Eiffel Tower, it's not like that for me. I remember we went to Ireland once and she got into some kind of a tiff about something with my kids. And it just sort of ruined a whole day in Ireland over something really stupid. So we're in Dublin, like only for a few days. We'd been in Scotland visiting family for a week or so. And now we were on the way back gonna stop in Ireland. And we went to Dublin and we got this cute little apartment and we're right downtown, we're going to pubs. It seemed like we had a really great time. Anyway, so we have a little time in the afternoon on one day with nothing really to do. And she wants to do some kind of stupid escape room. It's like, what the F are you talking about? We are in Ireland. We can do an escape room at home. You know, we're here. Let's go do something Irish. Let's not do escape room. Really? What kind of crazy, stupid talk is that? Anyway, my kids didn't want to do an escape room. I didn't want to do an escape room. So my wife turned around and walked away from us. Do you know where she was? She was in the middle of Dublin, Ireland. She didn't know anything about that place. And we turned around and walked the other way. It took about 10 minutes for her to call me and say, John, I'm sorry, I don't know where I am, I'm lost. Yeah, I don't want to deal with that shit anymore. Some of the best benefits I've had is not getting complaints about the dogs. So I've always had dogs. I had dogs before she came, and I've had dogs since she left. Now, there was a time, for a brief time, when I did not have a dog. I had a dog named Hunter. I had him for 17 years, and that was a long time before she had arrived. And I guess the kids, he was probably like 3 or 4 when she got there, so she was 12 or 13 when he left, when he died. He was 17, but it was about 13 years into our marriage. And she did not want to get another dog. She did not want to get another dog. And I remember, in that moment, feeling like I would have to make a decision as to whether my marriage continued or I got a dog. You know what I mean? It had gotten to that point. I realized that she and I were so removed from one another, emotionally, psychologically, and empathetically, that if she was going to deny me the joy of having another dog, that she did not know who I was. And I kind of laid it out there for her like that, without saying it exactly that way, without saying I'm gonna divorce you over this, but it came very, very close. And I said, I am a dog person. I had a dog before you got here, and I'm gonna have a dog for the rest of my life. Now, you can make a decision right now as to what you wanna do. You can either be on board with the dog or not. And she kind of got the message. And so we got Shelby at that time. He's now 13 years old. But when she said she did not want to have a dog, it was really just to keep the floors, free of dog hair and stuff like that. And her obsessive compulsive disorder over having things clean. She wanted to have a white couch. Like, really? Who has a white couch with kids? Who has a white couch at all? I mean, really? You would have to shower, put on your clean PJs and socks, because you don't want your skin to touch this thing, because oils on your skin are going to stain it, You're not going to be able to eat on it. Who on earth would have a white couch? Only a single woman with maybe a cat. Maybe. Anyway, I got a dog. Friends and your social circle. This is such a huge thing. I like colorful people. I enjoy lots of different kinds of people. I enjoy hanging out. I enjoy having people over. I enjoy having a few beers. I enjoy inappropriate jokes. I'm not into the politically correct scene at all. I don't want to beat up on people, but at the same time, if something's funny, it's funny. It just is, and I think we all need to just sort of get a hang of that. My ex-wife was always very protective over special groups of people, gay people or whatever. And I have nothing against gay people, but sometimes there's some funny jokes you can tell, And she would just get so offended by that. And she would just make such a big deal of it. And then my friends wouldn't want to come over, and she didn't want them over, so it became problematic. When she was gone, suddenly people could start coming back over to my house again. We could start doing things that were fun. I could start going out with people. Everything just got a lot easier. Social circle expanded. Made all kinds of friends. Part of that was because of my job, because as a personal trainer and a health coach, I just met a lot of people. But it just made my life so much easier because I didn't have to convey any information to her about what was going on. This was just my life, me living it and enjoying it with whoever I was with at the time. And there was no permission needed, no filtering as to who I could be with or not be with. It was just up to me, 100%. And that also, in and of itself, is worth the price of being single. Drama, stress, walking on eggshells, all of these things are related. The drama is just women take any little molehill and will turn it into a mountain. I think they do it because they just have so much emotion inside them and they want to emote about anything and everything. So they'll take any little thing and turn it into something that it's just not. And you, as the man in the relationship, are forced to sit there and listen to it. It is just not worth the trouble. It truly isn't. Stress, my life is so stress-free. I didn't know I could feel so stress-free. I remember 3 or 4 months after she left, that it felt like someone had lifted a weight off of my shoulders. Well, since then, that weight has gotten lighter and lighter and lighter, where I wonder what's even holding me down anymore. I mean, honest to God, I feel as free and as happy and as light as a feather in my day-to-day life. I think it's added years to my life. I think that having her gone is going to cause me to live longer. I don't understand how they come up with these numbers saying that married men live longer. I mean, I don't think so. I think it just feels longer. I don't think they're actually living longer. I think that there's some kind of a, I don't know. I think if you get your checkups and the doc, looks at those moles on your back and tells you what they are and removes the ones that need to be removed, you're going to be fine. What else is a woman going to do anyway? You know, really, think about all the stress that she brings into your life. Holy shit. Holy shit. Anyway, I think that what it is by the time people get into their 70s or 80s, there's about 10% of people who get married early in life that are still together at that point. And either they've just found, like, they're the 10% that make it. You know, they're the 10% that maybe the marriage actually works. And so those guys, maybe they're fine. Maybe they're happy. But for the vast majority of us, yeah, death is sweet relief. Death is sweet relief. You know, if you're in a bad marriage, man, it's like, oh, if she won't leave, please, God, take me. Silent treatment. Oh, man. There is nothing quite like that. That is some kind of weird torture. There should be something in the Geneva Convention about the silent treatment, because that is got to be one of the uniquely female ways of torturing a man, you know? And we men, we fall for it every time. We should just ignore it, quite honestly. We should just act like it doesn't exist. Imagine how frustrated and irritated they would get if we just didn't care if they weren't talking. You know what I mean? Just completely give them the silent treatment back. Or better yet, just act like nothing is happening. Like nothing is happening. They would get so frustrated and upset with us. Emotional jujitsu. This is the idea that you're going to have to deal with her emotions at almost every turn. Like, she's an emotional person, and she is going to blame you for any negative emotion that she experiences, regardless of whether or not it's your fault. I was talking to a guy recently. He actually sent me an email a couple days ago about, it's called exit fuel. Exit fuel, yeah. So what women do as they are accumulating all this content on you, on how bad a guy you are and how terrible a human being you are, and they build up this file on you. Apparently there is a psychology behind it. And what they're doing is they're building up what they call exit fuel. This is the fuel that they're going to use, the rationale they're going to use to leave you at some point in the future. So when she's holding you accountable for whatever her emotional distraught is at any given time, even though you may resolve that problem or explain it or have some conversation about it, it's never, ever really resolved. She's eventually going to bring it up again. You're eventually going to hear about it. And if you don't hear about it before she's getting ready to leave, you will hear about it when she's leaving, because she's going to tell you that's one of the reasons she's leaving, even though in the moment you think you've resolved this problem. No, she's saving it. She's saving it for that day when she's ready to go, and it's called exit fuel. And that's the fuel she's going to use to propel herself out of your life. So let her save it. Let her save it. Criticism and judgment are just different words for emasculation. When a woman is being critical or judgmental of a man, really what she's doing is she's trying to take his masculine power away from him. She is just being a nasty bitch because she thinks she can control you by being a nasty bitch. And eventually, men give into it and they allow this behavior to occur. When you're single, no more criticism, no more judgment, no more emasculation, no more nasty bitch. So there's another great reason, three great reasons not to be married. I remember when my ex-wife left and I got through the initial shock of it, how much more emotionally stable I became, how much more easygoing I was, how things didn't irritate me or piss me off anymore, how people could cut me off in traffic and I was okay with it, how no emergency was ever really an emergency. You know what I mean? Like, I suddenly had a new appreciation for how much I enjoyed my life and little things just didn't upset me anymore. Something about having a woman in your life who's constantly being critical and judgmental and on your back about one thing or another eventually pushes you over the edge and you become the emotionally unstable one. Having that out of your life, priceless, priceless. Compromise fatigue. You've got to compromise about everything, you know? Not having to compromise on any single issue, no matter what it is such a relief, you know? When you have to compromise every day of your life for some reason, and the thing is, it's even subconscious compromises. As you just walk through your house and it looks like someone else is living there, you're like, who decorated this place? Why does this place look like this? Why does my bedroom look like a princess lives here? Why am I experiencing this? These are all compromises that are just eating away at who you are as a man. And we just suck it up. We just suck it up and move forward. No more, no more, no more compromises. You live your life the way you choose to. You make the decisions. No compromises. It's worth it. Trust me, it is worth it. That little tiny wet spot she's offering you up is not worth all the compromises that you're going to have to make. Speaking of that, obligation intimacy. Oh, the obligatory marital sex. Oh my God, there is nothing like it. You know, when you know she's just going to lay there like a cold fish, you know, staring off into the ceiling, waiting for you to finish. Oh, how romantic. How loving, how sweet, how intense is that, you know? Yeah, I will never do that again. Ever, 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 ever. I'm not doing that. If you don't want to be with me, then please get out. I don't want you around. If a woman's doing that to you, please just ask her to leave. She does no business living with you anymore. She is no longer living up to her end of the bargain. She needs to go. The great thing about being single is you can now choose when you're going to have sex and with whom. You can make that decision. Even if you've got to pay for it, it's better than being with someone who doesn't want to be with you. You know what I mean? I mean, at least if you're paying her, at least she's being paid to be happy. You know what I mean? She can at least fake it. She can at least get into it. And from what I've never been with a pro, but from what I understand, they're really quite good. They're really, really quite good. So yeah, please. You know, don't stay in a marriage just because you think you're going to get sex, because it's never, never going to be worth it in the end. The price that we pay for that sex is way, way out of line. You're being ripped off. Let's just put it that way. You become genuinely self-reliant when you're single, and there is no better feeling in the world when you're not needing someone else outside yourself to make you feel whole. That's self-reliance right there. That's it. That's the definition of it. Married guys who are stuck in bad relationships and they're afraid to leave, they think they need her to give him some kind of reason to live. Yeah, when you're your only reason to live, yeah, now you're living. Now you're living for real. But if you think that that woman is giving you a reason to live, you're fooling yourself. Honest to God, you are fooling yourself. You do not need a woman for external validation. You are your own external validation. You are the only person that validates you. It's called an internal locus of control. When you are deciding for yourself what the world means to you, then you are in control of it. If you are looking to others to decide what the world means to you or what is happening to you, then you are being controlled. You will always be a puppet on a string. Women are heavily motivated, just generally speaking, by external locus of control. as a man, it is critical that you look inward for those things that are motivating you to achieve what you want in life, not externally. Having a woman is external validation for a man. If you are looking for a woman to make you happy, to make you whole, then you are headed in the wrong direction, my friend. You're looking outward, and you need to start looking inward. When you do that, you're going to find that your solitude is a superpower. It gives you insights. It gives you wisdom. It gives you the ability to make good decisions. There is so much power in being able to be on your own, in your own mind, in your own thoughts, in your own space. It gives you peace. And I think that's what's missing for most men that are in marriages, is they don't have any peace. And yeah, it's just impossible to live a happy life or a fulfilling life when you're constantly in a disrupted state. And I'm afraid most married guys are in that state of mind. Things like career growth and personal growth become automatic because you're in alignment with those goals that you want for yourself. So building a career that really is fulfilling for you is no longer dependent on someone else's needs or how much money you make. If you need to take a pay cut in order to change careers, you can do that when you're single. But when you're married, well, you're always got someone else, you know, that you're trying to take care of and has expectations of you. And plus, you know the way women are. The minute you make a decision that's going to change their lifestyle just a little bit, they're going to find someone else. So you may as well get rid of her now. Change careers. Get rid of the wife, then change careers. Or change careers and get rid of the wife. It probably doesn't matter that much. But if you don't get rid of her, she's going to get rid of you. Trust me. One of the greatest gifts that you give yourself is your own authenticity. What I mean by that is you finally get to know who you are without the external influences of another person in your head all the time. I remember hearing my wife's voice in my head all the time. Like it was just always there. It was like this ever-present influence on my experience day in and day out. And once it was gone, it took a couple years for it to completely disappear after she left. But once it was gone, I discovered who I was authentically. There was room for me to live in that space. And I learned that not only did that make me feel more peaceful, but I actually like who I am. And when you like who you are, you have a whole nother level of confidence and the ability to, you know, set goals and take risks and feel confident about who you are and what you're going to do in your life, to set that framework for who you are. You know, it's just, it's very hard to put it into words, but it is one of those things that when you experience it, you know it. You know, and it's all the little things that I just talked about, like the space that you live in, where you're sleeping, when you're eating, the people that you're hanging out with, the time to be alone, the time to think, all these things together combine to create something completely different that could not exist while she was present. If you never get married, you'll never have a midlife crisis. Guarantee that. You'll never end up in family court. Guarantee that. No kids, no custody battles. I know, it's a two-edged sword, I know. No power imbalances in the relationship. No menopause. You know, if you're not married, you don't have to worry about menopause. I think single guys frequently have a better sense of what women are actually like, and they don't idealize them in the same way. They don't project upon them in the same way. Especially guys that are able to date and maintain their boundaries about how far a relationship is going to go, it gives them much more insights. Because when you start saying no to women, you start denying them whatever it is they want, they start to reveal themselves to you in much more dramatic ways. I've done that a number of times since I've been divorced, and it's enlightening to see how women react when you tell them no. And in two situations I remember, both women just went off the deep end. I mean, I had to actually block them on my phones, you know? And the tantrums that they threw were on the verge of what I would have thought would be like a psychotic break. You know, it was really that dramatic, with screaming and crying and threatening. I mean, it was it was a little scary. I remember, thankfully, I have cameras all around the exterior of my house so I can see what's going on out there. But I kept expecting at some point to find my tire slashed or something like that, you know? I mean, these women can be really nuts. Now, as long as you're agreeing with them and you're going along, they're just as sweet as pie. But you give them a little obstacle, you say, no, I'm not going with that, they start to break, they start to crack. And if you give them the big no, like, no, I don't think we should see each other anymore, ooh, man, you're getting it big time. You're going to get it big time. The most important thing about not having a woman in your life is that, especially a marriage, not getting married. I'm not going to say not having a woman. Say not getting married. The most important thing about not getting married is you maintain your autonomy, your freedom to choose, your power over yourself. That is so critical. And I don't think most men realize how much they're going to lose that in a marriage. Because once you lose your autonomy, your authenticity goes with it. Because you can no longer make decisions for yourself, you are now going to have to compromise every part of yourself in order to have this relationship. And once you start doing that, you lose yourself. You lose yourself to the relationship. You become the role of the boyfriend or the husband or the father or whatever. And who you are authentically as a man, as a human being, no longer exists. You literally kill that aspect of yourself. Divorce is wonderful because you get it back. It takes time, but you do get it back. But if you stay single, you never lose it. You never lose it. Don't lose sight of that, the importance of that, because it's so critically important to your overall fulfillment in life. If you lose sight of how critically important it is to have that authenticity, to have control, autonomy, and you give it up just to get a little, you know what, just to get a little kitty cat going in your life, you are going to regret it. And you're going to look back at that. You're going to look back at this very moment, and you're going to say, you know, that guy on YouTube is right. I was a huge mistake. I don't know what I was thinking. I should have listened to him. I got to go figure out what that video is and go rewatch that again, because I have completely lost who I am as a man. I don't know where I lost it, but I know I lost it somewhere along the line. And when you start tracing it back, you're going to find that there's a woman right in the middle of this thing that started the whole process. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who needs to hear this, please share it with them. Anyway, till next time, please remember, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.